Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of December, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and the NSE Nifty 50 are expected to commence trading on a flat note, given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 15 points lower, indicating a muted start for local equity markets. In the previous session, the markets continued to demonstrate exuberance, with the indices hitting fresh record highs. The BSE Sensex jumped 1,383.93 points to 68,865.12, while the Nifty 50 rose 418 points to 20,686 in the previous session. The indices formed a bullish candlestick pattern on the daily charts. Moving to some of the key stocks to watch and trade today, HCL Technologies subsidiary is likely to sell 49% stake in its joint venture to State Street for $170 million. Fireside Ventures is going to sell 61 lakh shares or ₹230 crore worth of Mama Earth shares in a bulk deal. Mahindra and Mahindra Financial Services said that disbursement grew 16% year-on-year to 53.100 crore in November, delivering a 16% growth over the previous year. Another key stock to watch and trade today will be Bank of India, as the public sector lender is likely to launch a ₹3,500 to 4,000 crore QIP issue this week. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they've performed. Wall Street's main indexes ended in the red on Monday, interrupting last week's rally. Traders turned jittery ahead of employment data due this week that could alter expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates early next year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.11%, the S&P 500 dropped 0.54%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite declined 0.84%. The 10-year Treasury yield hovered around the 4.29 levels, continuing to trade flat. Moving to currencies and commodities, the dollar index showed very high volatility and rebounded again. The dollar index settled on a positive note with a gain of 0.45% on Monday. As the dollar index rose, gold price edged lower after touching all-time highs to 2030 levels. Globally, the Asian markets echoed Wall Street sentiment, with Japan's Nikkei 225 crashing 1.22%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index slipped by 0.24%, while South Korea's Kospi was 0.43% lower. A few days ago, MoneyControl.com had spoken to Kotak AMC's Nilesh Shah, who shared his perspective on the trajectory of the equity market, changing dynamics for FIIs, along with shedding light on India's positive momentum. Let's have a listen.
The election verdict, they were discounting continuity of governance in general election 24. But these three results give confidence to the market that their hypothesis was correct. More importantly, they also got on Friday second quarter GDP number that came ahead of expectations. And it was on September 23 quarterly results where by and large analysts didn't downgrade earnings like in the previous periods. So you have combination of earnings coming as per expectations, GDP growth coming ahead of expectations, and political continuity hypothesis getting reconfirmed. No wonder markets today give thumbs up to this event. I think momentum is certainly in favor of India. If you see some of the concerns about Indian market, it's all about valuation rather than growth. I think the worst critic of India also accept that India is firmly on its way to be third largest economy. The ardent supporter of India expects it will happen in 2027 or 28. And the worst critic of India believes it will happen in 2032. But between 27 to 32, India will become third largest economy, overtaking both Germany and Japan. The question is about valuation. Now, here there is conundrum. On a 1-year basis, India looks expensive to emerging market peers, but on a five-year basis, India is probably the cheapest emerging market. So we are reaching a consensus that growth in India is guaranteed. Valuation is something which each one will have to take a call, but they have to remember that gold will always be available at the price of gold. It won't be available at the price of copper.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.